D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen here with you. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Trevor Matich, who is brought to you by Houston Clinic Orthopedics, when experience matters. So, Trevor, of course, we're talking about the Titans hiring of Robert Saleh, and I think you would be the perfect person to answer this question. A big part of Robert Saleh's job, the biggest part of his job, is to help develop Cam Ward. He's got to hire the offensive coordinator, of course, but he's going to be judged a lot by what happens with Cam Ward under his watch. Robert Saleh has already coached a young quarterback who was drafted highly, Zach Wilson. You two share an alma mater, BYU. So you would be, I think, the right person to answer this question. How much, if at all, should people pin Zach Wilson's struggles, specifically in New York, on Robert Saleh, his coaching staff, his development plan, etc.? Because a lot of people are going to make the connection between what happened with Wilson in New York and Robert Saleh now with Cam Ward.
Yeah, I don't think that you can really hang that on Robert Saleh. He's a defensive-minded coach. He had a couple of – well, with Wilson, he had a good offensive coordinator in Mike LaFleur, Matt LaFleur's brother, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. And the thing about Wilson is that he didn't really play very much at BYU. In his first couple of years there, he was injured a lot. Finally, in 2020, the COVID year, his final year at BYU, he had a breakout season. But because it was COVID, all the Power Four teams on the schedule canceled the games, and they only played within their own conferences. That left BYU to play some FCS schools, Group of Five schools, stuff like that, with lesser defenses. And Wilson had a fantastic season that year, and he had a great pro day. He threw some really nice balls. The problem is that if you've only got one full year as a starter and it's not against the best competition, scouts can't really know what your makeup is like from an emotional standpoint. And so he got to the Jets and had all the physical tools, but mentally he would just lock up. You know, he would just freak out, basically. He'd drop back and he'd not trust what he sees, and he wouldn't just let it go and throw it, and just all kinds of things led to the team not believing in him, and that led to a whole cascade of awful for Zach Wilson. And I don't think that is the head coach's problem, because the head coach is primarily a defensive guy. It was the offensive staff that was primarily in charge of developing this guy. And ultimately, you're going to have a quarterback with confidence if you put him in a position where he can be successful to the degree that the team believes in him, and that's how you build confidence. And a defensive-minded coach isn't going to be the primary driver of that. I think you have a different situation with Cam Ward, because Cam Ward is a guy that played a lot. I mean, from Incarnate Word to Washington State to Miami, played a lot of football under a lot of difficult circumstances. And you had a real good feel for what his emotional makeup was as a quarterback beyond just what he could do physically with his arm. And so, you know, I think it's going to be the same kind of a situation where the quarterback position is going to define his success, because we know he's a good defensive coach. But I think he's got a better quarterback situation to start with the Titans than he did with the Jets. He's got to get the right offensive coordinator.
Now, Trevor, in your opinion, why do you think, because it was sort of being said that Nagy was the guy, that ultimately Nagy would get the job because he had a good relationship with Borgonzi. But ultimately, you know, Saleh comes in and win the job. Why do you, in your opinion, why do you think they went with Saleh as opposed to going with Nagy, the guy that Borgonzi knows?
I hope, Derek, that it's because they feel that Saleh is the better choice. Mm-hmm. I hope they didn't just go away from Nagy, because that was a Chiefs connection for GM Mike Borgonzi. And the fan base, I think, was not particularly thrilled about the possibility of Nagy coming in. And I hope that's not why the Titans made their choice of head coach. I mean, Nagy, from an offensive standpoint, makes a whole lot of sense. He's a longtime, disciple of Andy Reid, going back to the Philadelphia Eagles and now in Kansas City. He knows how to hybridize college schemes with NFL schemes to get the best out of young quarterbacks that did one thing in college that now need to be able to maximize what they did well that got them into the NFL while still leading them into NFL schemes as time goes on. He's got the ability to do that. There's nobody better than that than Andy Reid. And so I thought he would have been I would have been fine with that choice. Also, because when your head coach is the offensive guy who sets the offensive scheme, basically, then when an offensive coordinator takes a new job, Cam Ward doesn't have a new system and a new scheme to worry about. The new offensive coordinator will come in and run the scheme of the head coach. In this case, it would have been Matt Nagy. And so you've got the danger in having a defensive head coach. Now with Robert Saleh hiring a fantastic offensive coordinator who gets hired away in a year or two to be a head coach. And so what kind of changes will happen then? I mean, that's up in the air. But I think the reason that's overt that they went with Saleh is because Saleh basically is Vrabel from a leadership standpoint. You know, we talk a lot about what a good defensive coach he is or what a good offensive coach Matt Nagy is, right? Well, when you become head coach, you don't get to just focus in on being a coordinator anymore. And unless you're Andy Reid, you know, you're going to have to hire someone else and give them a lot of the responsibilities that got you your head coaching position, for goodness sake. And so the first quality of a head coach needs to be leadership. The whole organization needs to be pulling the wagon in his direction, and that's it. And they need to know who the boss is. The boss is the head coach. And if you don't make him happy, you are gone. There is no such thing as, well, gee, the GM likes me or the owner like, no. You need the head coach to be the alpha. And you're not an alpha because you show up in a locker room and announce yourself so. You're an alpha because that's who you are. And grown men, some of the greatest athletes in the world, look at you and naturally respect that you are the alpha. And Robert Saleh is that kind of personality, much like Mike Vrabel was.
We talk with Trevor Maddich, ESPN, NFL and college analyst. Now, Trevor, what do you think they go as far as offensive coordinator? Because to me, is Nagy still an option? Hence why they asked that it's come out that Saleh has a plan just in case his offensive coordinator leaves the next following year. Do you think Nagy is still a candidate for an offensive coordinator job here?
Well, now he still knows what it tastes like to be a head coach. And so maybe he might be off for that. But really, any super successful coordinator will be that way. They could bring him in because he still has the association familiarity with Mike Morganzi. And there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, really, the home run hire here, you guys, I'm sure, have talked about is Mike McDaniel, who's was the head coach at the Miami Dolphins. He wasn't a very good head coach. The word I get out of Miami is because he didn't have that alpha nature to him that Robert Saleh has. But to bring him in as an offensive coordinator would be perfect. I mean, and he would be great for Cam Ward because, you know, his running scheme lends itself to gaining 3, 4, 5 yards a pop. He has a lot of outside zones, things like that, that make gaps appear in the defensive line, and you get positive yards, which keeps you even with the chains. That's important for a young quarterback. There's a ton of pre-snap motion and shifts, which isn't just confusing for defenses at times. It reveals what the coverage is to the young quarterback, and that's really important. There's a lot of short timing throws, West Coast concepts that Cam Ward would excel in, but there's also vertical explosiveness that he builds in when he has the receivers that can get downfield, and Cam Ward loves throwing the ball deep. I mean, you look at everything that Mike McDaniel does, and I think it would dovetail perfectly with what Cam Ward needs to excel based on what we've identified his skill set to be. Now, you go the opposite direction. You could pick up somebody like Arthur Smith, who's already had a run in Tennessee. Arthur Smith is kind of the opposite, man. He's a former offensive lineman himself, and it's run first, heavy personnel, lots of tight ends, ground and pound, and then throw a lot of play-action pass off of that. So he protects quarterbacks when he's at his best by running the ball and then lots of play-actions and rollouts and things like that off of the run. Now, that's nice to say. You have to be able to do it and have the personnel. But if you've got a defensive coach in Robert Saleh who understands the value of an offense that complements the defense. Well, Arthur Smith's style is perfect for that.
So, Trevor, you really got me thinking with that answer, because you just named two successful offensive minds, but they have different ways of going about it. How much of it needs to match Cam Ward's already his strengths and what he knows about running an offense? In other words, last year's offense. And how much does that not matter as long as you've got a system that can be effective?
Willie, I think for the short term, it needs to match what Cam Ward can do for his development. Long term, it needs to be something that Cam Ward can grow into. In other words, something like Cliff Kingsbury's offense, for example, would be great in the short term, but I think long term it would have a lower ceiling. Kingsbury, who most recently was, coaching Jaden Daniels at Washington, and he coached him to a magnificent rookie season. It's sort of an NFL style version of the air raid, where it's almost all shotgun. It's very up tempo. The reads for the quarterback are typically two or three reads, and that's it. And they make up for some plays that aren't very good against a particular defense by running a lot of plays, and that's how they do it. Well, that's nice until the defense starts to figure out what you're doing. Then what do you do? And there's not a whole lot of directions to go from there. And so that's why I think you've got short term and long term. And I think either of the styles of the coordinators I mentioned, Mike McDaniel or Arthur Smith, would be really good for Ward to flourish in. I think from a Saleh standpoint, he understands, I'm sure, that his success will ride on the success of the quarterback position, because his failure with the Jets was a failure of the quarterback position. I don't think it was his fault, but, protection wasn't good. Lots of things broke down there in New York. But I think that, he knows that Cam Ward has to be successful or he's going to get fired. And so, I think he'll bring in a guy that doesn't overcomplicate it for Ward, but has enough in the playbook to be able to carry Ward into the future and not just give him one or two good seasons until defenses figure him out.
Trevor, before we let you go, we have to ask you about last night's game. Indiana caps off an incredible year, undefeated, et cetera. It does look like this is where college sports are going, where it's not all going to be about the pedigree of the program. It's just how have you built your roster, et cetera. But still, I can't help myself in just thinking, what a great Cinderella story. It still resonates that way with me.
It's the losingest program in college football history up until last year. And all of a sudden they go 16-0 and win the national championship. It's crazy stuff. But when you look at the template that Kurt Cignetti used, it's not just NIL and bringing in guys. You have to bring in the right guys. A lot of his top performers did not come from Power Four conferences. And his quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, came from a Cal team that just wasn't very good. And all of a sudden those guys are superstars, right? Well, the bigger reason is that the guys he brought in, rather than being the super highest talent from a four or five star standpoint, they were the guys that were the best fits for his schemes and for his culture. Culture is most important in Indiana, because you have to love the grind of preparing. You have to love running stadium steps in the off season. I don't mean you're willing to do it. I mean, you love everything about it. Because that's the kind of guy that you can coach hard, that you can develop. If you're one of those prima donnas who never learned how to work hard because mommy and daddy intimidated your youth football coaches, you can't play for a coach like Cignetti. But that culture is what was the most important factor. So, yeah, he brought in the right guys. They had NIL available. We saw all that. But it's who you bring in from a culture standpoint that'll really decide whether or not you are whether you're just a good, talented bunch of players, or whether you mesh together and become a great team.
Trevor Maddich has been our guest on D-Maze. Vingan and Donnick, he joins us every Tuesday, and he is brought to you by Houston Clinic Orthopedics, when experience matters. Trevor, great stuff as always. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Adam.
615-737-1025. A quick news nugget from Tom Pelissero on Mike McDaniel, because I know a lot of you are interested in Mike McDaniel right now. From Tom Pelissero, quote, former Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel informed the Browns he is withdrawing from their head coaching search ahead of a scheduled in-person interview Wednesday, per sources. McDaniel, who is still a candidate for the Ravens and Raiders head coaching vacancies, is interviewing for the Chargers offensive coordinator job today. He has multiple OC offers and could have a new home soon, end quote. So, something on Mike McDaniel for all of you. 615-737-1025. All right. Derek started the show coming in hot on Indiana. He's poo-pooing the Cinderella story just a little bit. So I want Derek to continue what he was starting at the beginning of the show, and we'll do that coming up next. 615-737-1025. We are live at Bridgestone Arena. David James is back at our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.